For restaurants like Baja Cantina in Los Angeles' Marina del Rey, the decision to cut Mexican avocados from the U.S. market is already having an effect.
Realistically, we have enough for about 2 to 3 days until we start seeing our pricing change.
Piero Sanchez says restaurants in the area have had enough on their plate throughout the pandemic.
It's really difficult for the mom and pop just trying to get ahead. These last 2-3 years have just been tumultuous, just been chaotic, so it's just another thing. But, you know, we're resilient. I think any restaurant operator is aware of that, and we'll move ahead. We'll move forward. We'll find viable solutions. If that is purchasing through California avocados, we'll find a way to get that guacamole on that plate. I can guarantee you that.
Pandemic-induced supply chain headaches and surging demand meant avocado prices were already at record highs before the U.S. Agriculture Department suspended all imports of Mexican avocados. It says one of its plant safety inspectors received a threatening phone call in Michoacán, the only state approved to export to U.S. consumers.
What are you doing?
Adding avocados from Mexico. Want some?
Let's kick this party up a notch.
The suspension was announced on the eve of the Super Bowl, one of the biggest sales days of the year, an export industry worth $3 billion per year.
Avocados from Mexico.
Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has suggested the ban had a different motive. He says U.S. growers don't want imported Mexican avocados because of their superior quality. Andrew Chappelle, Al Jazeera.